National School Choice Week is in January, actually runs through the 27th. Every child deserves quality education, and there's a lot of different K-12 choices out there for families to investigate, to pick from. Today, we're going to have an opportunity to visit with Shelby Doyle. She is Vice President, National School Choice Awareness Foundation. And Shelby, welcome. Thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Great to talk to you during National School Choice Week itself.
I know that most people, you know, we've heard this. We've had different people on in the past talking about school choice. So what exactly are we talking about for them?
When we say school choice, we're talking about the process of choosing the K-12 education option you want for your son or daughter, and whether that means they end up attending a traditional public school, public charter school, public magnet school, private school, online school, homeschooling, even a micro school. It doesn't matter where they wind up. What's important is that you as a family have the opportunity and the option to choose that environment for them.
Mm-hmm. As far as the foundation goes, what's the one thing you recommend for families during this week?
It's pretty simple, but we recommend that you genuinely start the process of choosing a school for the fall if you think that's something you may want to do. We have the week fall in January for a very specific reason. It's an important time to start this process because enrollment deadlines at a lot of popular schools fall in the winter and spring. So it's not too soon to start thinking about the fall. It's actually the right time to start. And we try to make that as easy on you as possible by having this week really raise public awareness through conversations like the ones we're having right now, which pique your interest, hopefully, to go check out more information on our website at schoolchoiceweek.com. And you can also find events happening near you. In Des Moines, there'll be a huge school fair that's going to help parents find out exactly what those options are that exist near them. You can visit all those different options in one place as opposed to scheduling a handful or more of school tours. And that'll really get you far down the road of choosing that school for the fall.
And that's one thing I guess a lot of parents probably don't think about right away is, now is the time. You want to really be investigating. You probably could have started investigating a couple of weeks ago, really.
Yeah, new year, new school could be a helpful way to brand it. But yeah, it's a natural inclination to wait until the summer. You know, you kind of want to get through this school year and then you'll figure out the next one. But it is important to start now because schools really do have seats get taken really early in that calendar year. And especially if it's a competitive one or one that's new or exciting, it's going to be important to start that process now.
Well, we know that in Iowa, of course, we've got a variety of types of schools there, or educational opportunities people can look at. So what are some types that others might be showing up elsewhere? I know what we've got around here, but there could be new alternatives coming in.
Yeah, the two big headline pieces of information, if you're a parent in Iowa this year during School Choice Week, are number one, you have access in most cases, about 94% of students in the state are going to be eligible for a new private school choice program that passed a year ago, actually this week, passed during School Choice Week 2023. And that is an education savings account program. Long story short, it's a way to access funding that was reserved for your child's education and use it where you actually choose for them to go to school, whether that's a private school or whether you want to combine a few different types of education, including some homeschooling options. That's a big thing to be aware of. That's going into effect right now. It's something, if you think you might want to explore, now's a great time to get information about it. But there's also a whole new sector of schooling that didn't really exist before that's cropped up mostly through the pandemic. A few of them existed before, but when families weren't able to school their kids in person in a lot of cases, they did what comes naturally, which is problem solve. So a lot of families got together in small groups and had just a small number of children learning together. And a lot of those have persisted through to this day and turned into what we call micro schools, which are these really community-based small groups of students who are learning in a really innovative way together. It's kind of a throwback to the one-room schoolhouse in a great way. And these are cropping up across the country, and we are excited to be able to share information about them to this School Choice Week.
What's the best way for parents? Because I know each child's a little different. In fact, children in a family are going to be a little different. So how do they determine what's going to be best for their child?
The number one thing we recommend you do is before you get in the weeds, looking at reviews and rankings and getting information from friends and family, all of which is going to be helpful to you. But before you get there, take a step back, take a moment as a family, and really be honest about what's important to you about finding the right school. What did you love and not love about your own educational experience as their parent? What's unique about your child? What's working and not working for them right now? And come up with a mission statement of what you're trying to achieve by choosing a school. That's going to be so helpful to come back to as you get into all the many, many opinions you're going to find throughout the process of evaluating schools. It'll keep you honest, and it'll keep you really with clear vision of what specifically is going to work for your kid, not what's going to work for somebody else who has a different kid, but what's going to work for this child of yours.
We already did touch a little bit on what's available in Iowa. Iowa always had a school, basically the open enrollment. They could go public school to public school, or, you know, within a reason, some other schools. Others did to private schools, did the open enrollment. Now they get the money to go with them. So those are some important things to look at. I know we've got a very strong homeschool sector in our area. They work very, very hard to offer some great opportunities there. So those are just a few things we have locally. Are there others in Iowa that might be missing?
Yeah, so you've done a great job. That's a huge part of what's going on for parents to choose. There are public charter schools, although area by area, they can be more or less common. They do tend to be more charter school options in urban centers, but they're always trying to expand into more parts of the state where people are interested in having them. Magnet schools are an interesting type of school choice. They've been around a really long time. But a lot of people still don't have a clear picture of what they do. They're just public schools that have a specialization. A lot of times they're focused on a potential future career, like the performing arts, or it could be health sciences, and students can go ahead and start focusing on that earlier, which is a great option if you've got a really passionate high schooler. And then, of course, like you mentioned, there's private and homeschooling options that have long been around, and I covered some of the changes to how families can afford private school. I just add online school into that mix. This is one of those sectors that people have a lot more opinions about than they used to, because of course, a lot of people have experienced overseeing a kid doing online school, but there's more to that story than just what you may have experienced during the pandemic. Online schools have been around for a long time. There's free online public schools in Iowa that have been around since before the pandemic. There's a couple of them. They're public institutions, so open to everybody. Not going to charge you tuition. If you're interested in that, that may be something you're worth checking out this year.
I know, I think it was a few years, but it was before the pandemic. I talked to some of the people that offered online opportunities here in the state of Iowa. And again, they really went well into it on what they were offering for services there, too. So it is one of those options. There are those things that are out there, too. And we want people to investigate that and find out more. Do you find, you mentioned, like magnet schools in urban areas, and do you find some challenges? Here we are, we have a fairly rural state, so some challenges there. Is that does offer challenges for parents on some of the choices?
It can be a challenge. If you are interested in a brick and mortar option, how many of those schools exist, at what proximity to your home is a huge factor, of course. I think one of the interesting ways that we're seeing states solve that problem is exactly what Iowa did last year, which is structuring a education savings account program that's flexible. So it's not just you have to use this to write a tuition check, but it allows you to combine expenses that might be helpful. And we're seeing some states go farther with the flexibility in their education savings account than Iowa has, especially if you live in a rural area and you want to take a class or two here, a class or two online, and also have an extracurricular sports option and combine that all together into what your kid needs. Having a program like that can really solve that problem of proximity.
We've been visiting with Shelby Doyle, Vice President, National School Choice Awareness Foundation. And Shelby, one final thing. People, if they want to find out more, if they want to start getting some information, getting ready to make that choice, that winter-spring choice, I should get it right here. But Where's the best? You did mention, again, the website before. Is that the best way to get started? What would you suggest?
You should start by heading to schoolchoiceweek.com, and it is up all 52 weeks of the year, because just starting this process is important in National School Choice Week, but it'll go on for a lot of families on their own schedule. So schoolchoiceweek.com has all the information that I'm talking about with a lot more detail there. You can compare and contrast school types. You can get a state guide, and you can also use a school finder tool to pull up a comprehensive list of education options near you using the criteria that you want to set as what's important to you.
Thanks so much for joining us and passing along this information. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.